Ooh, it is February the 1st. We have 9 games to talk about. We had a trade. That's where we're at. I guess we're talking about PJ Tucker and Mo Bamba. Let's get into it. I've got wrestling to go and watch. This is the Saturday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. 9 games we have to talk about today. We had a trade. Nothing significant. Let me just recap it. Where is that? Oh, where's that trade gone? Here we go. So the trade was, yes, PJ Tucker is still in the NBA. So he was traded along with Mo Bamba and a second round pick and some cash to the Utah Jazz for Drew Eubanks and Patty Mills. So does this have any fantasy relevance? Not a ton. Eubanks will come in to presumably into the Clippers, and at least he'll have a pretty consistent role behind Ivica Zubac. He'll probably play 15 minutes a night. Very deep leagues, maybe. On the other side, I guess on the Utah side, they're not going to keep PJ Tucker and Mo Bamba. Probably not. What this does do is probably clear the path somewhat for Kyle Filipowski to have a bigger role at some point. So I'm not running out to add him or anything like that, but I do just think that when Kessler is out or rests, which has been happening already, Filipowski could step into a larger role there, which is, it's something. It's not nothing. Okay, games. Let's bring those up. First game, 22 minutes. We haven't got long. Let's get into this one. The Magic at Utah. For the Magic, Jalen Suggs ruled out. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope ruled out. Look, I guess with no Suggs, Anthony Black, Cole Anthony are both options tonight. Not reliable options, but both options nonetheless. Goga started in the last game, didn't play very well, didn't play a lot of minutes. Let's see how he goes tonight up against Walker Kessler and obviously not Drew Eubanks. But we'll get a bit of a look at potentially what Filipowski's role is going to look like. So make sure you're holding Goga. I'd probably be holding Wendell Carter as well. For the Jazz, other than the trade-related absences, they're pretty healthy. Johnny Juzang is back. Sexton is playing. Markkanen's playing. Collins is playing. Collier's playing. So they're playing a team that wants to win, desperately wants to win. So they're rolling out their full-strength lineup. We are rostering pretty much all of their starting five. Keontae George, Jordan Clarkson is probably a sort of a hold. He's not super exciting and he'll miss time, but that's who we've got tonight. Atlanta at Indiana. For the Hawks, Trae Young upgraded to available. No Clint Capella, no Bogdan Bogdanovic. Obviously, whether they are part of a pending trade, we don't know at this point. They're starting Dominic Barlow, so interesting that they haven't gone with Veet Krejci. Mohamed Gay, who'd started the last two games, is not starting. They're going a different route here. So we'll see. I wouldn't necessarily be running to add Barlow. Reece Oshae, I think we know his role is going to be a little bit bigger with no Jalen Johnson there. So, well, and no Bogdanovic as well. So Reece Oshae, he's probably worth grabbing. I'm not overly excited about him. Larry Nance, also someone to consider here with Clint Capella not in the lineup. For the Pacers, Nembhard, Mathurin, both available. I mean, we've had a pretty good look at this team now. TJ McConnell is someone you can add, stream, however you want to look at it, for assists and steals. Other than that, I think we just roster our guys. Nembhard, yeah, I get questions about him from time to time. He's borderline for me. If you want to hold him, that's fine. I personally am not holding him anywhere. Denver at Charlotte. For Denver, Westbrook ruled out with his hamstring injury. No surprise there at all. We will assume that Christian Brown will just move straight into the starting lineup and probably plays a few extra minutes. Talked about this on the post-game show, so make sure he's rostered. Julian Strouther could be a streaming target for tonight. Peyton Watson also out. That doesn't really mean much. We get some more of Jalen Pickett. Maybe Zeke Nnaji comes into the rotation, but nothing from a fantasy perspective. For the Hornets, Mark Williams, as expected, he returns from his two-game rest. Make sure you've got him active. Josh Okogie will be reevaluated in 3 weeks, so that's a bit of a bummer for him. He'd been playing well. He had a nice little opportunity here, but obviously he will not feature, and you can drop him in all formats. Nick Smith, Vasily Micic, both, I think, rosterable, but Nick Smith has been pretty bad, to be fair. He was on a back-to-back, so you probably hold him through that back-to-back. And if he turns in another stinker today, I think I'm okay to move on from him. His upside just doesn't seem to be that high at this point. And with Williams back, if you had Diabate in your team yesterday, which I did in a couple of leagues, you can move on for tonight. Sacramento at OKC. For the Kings, we know that the whole De'Aaron Fox thing is ongoing, but at this point, nothing has happened, so we don't need to adjust anything. Keon Ellis, steals, streamer, that is about it. Or a stash, we're sort of viewing him as both. For the Thunder, Jalen Williams is out of this one. So, yeah, Isaiah Joe could come into the starting lineup. Aaron Wiggins could come into the starting lineup. It could go a few ways here. Make sure Kayson Wallace is rostered. Lou Dort, an opportunity for him to maybe do a little bit more tonight. So if you wanted to stream him in, that's an option. Isaiah Joe as well, if he starts, probably someone we could look at for threes. Probably more so than Aaron Wiggins. They tend to chop and change from week to week. So I think I'd probably lean Isaiah Joe out of those two names anyway. Washington at Minnesota. I'm not sure Washington can be any worse than they've been the last two, three games. Malcolm Brogdon returns for whatever reason. They're rolling him out there. Maybe they've got a weird idea in their head that they can showcase him for a trade. I think people know who Malcolm Brogdon is, and it's a very Washington thing to do, I suppose. No Alex Sarr again, so Valanciunas will start up against Rudy Gobert. Kuzma, I mean, maybe he can be something tonight. I have very little confidence. But I don't know. I mean, the upside, I don't know if you can call it upside, is there. Jordan Poole, I'd be holding. Koulibaly, but Keyshawn George, Brogdon, Carrington, Kispert, Champagne, they don't do a lot for me. Valanciunas, you probably have to roster him. The Wizards aren't really interested in playing him starters minutes, but he probably will see the court enough to have some value. For the Wolves, still no update, I don't think, on Julius Randle in terms of time frame here on this groin injury. It obviously didn't look good, but they have not ruled him out, I don't think, for sort of for a significant period. Let me just double check that, though. Julius Randle, no. No, so there's still no specific update from them. With him out, it's probably Naz Reid that comes in. He can play that stretch four, stretch five position. So he probably comes in. Conley is questionable. Edwards is questionable as well. do look at the opposition here, they are against probably the worst team in the NBA at the moment. So I wouldn't be surprised if one of those two doesn't play. Nickeil Alexander-Walker would be the name I think we want to look at if either of those players miss. If they both miss, we probably throw Dillingham into that discussion as well. Brooklyn take on Houston for the Nets. A lot of red there down the bottom, but no one really knew. Da'Ron Sharpe is available to play, so he was cleared of any damage in terms of the hamstring. So if you're stashing him, then he becomes a bit more of an active stash tonight, which is a good thing. Who are we targeting? God, we really don't know. Ben Simmons is playing, so if you want to look at him, Zaire Williams, Keon Johnson, Jalen Wilson, Tyrese Martin, Tosin Ibwoma, they could all have value hypothetically, but they could also not. So it's nine games. You may have, maybe you've got one streaming spot. I would leave the Brooklyn guys until the last minute. So if there's just no one else available in your league, take a chance on a Zaire Williams or a Keon Johnson, something like that. For the Rockets, Alperen Şengün is questionable to return. If he is out, Steven Adams would presumably start once again. Jock Landale would then play the backup. Adams can be streamed in for rebounds, especially against a team like Brooklyn. Tari Eason was a bit better in the last game. I think he double-doubled, but didn't have any defensive stats. If anything, he's going to play him into form. It is a match against Brooklyn. So, yeah, you could get him active tonight. Cam Whitmore as well. He could, if this is a blowout, he could come off the bench, play 20 minutes and score 22 points, something like that. So, yeah, there's probably a little bit of value more so in Houston, or more so than what we would usually see, potentially because they're against Brooklyn. Lakers play the Knicks. For the Lakers, LeBron James, Rui Hachimura, Dorian Finney-Smith, Gabe Vincent, all probable. Jackson Hayes will continue to start while Anthony Davis is sidelined. I've added Jackson Hayes in one league, I think, tonight. We'll see how he goes. Max Christie, he will continue to have to do a little bit more with no Anthony Davis, as will Rui Hachimura. Both are okay to roster, I think, for the time being. For the Knicks, Josh Hart, questionable again with his knee injury. We just assume he plays until he actually misses a game. We have to work under that assumption, I think. Miles McBride is our stream target there, and to a lesser extent, Precious Achiuwa. Cat, his minutes have been down a little bit. His shooting is a bit off. He's not being as aggressive. This is probably to do with his a finger or hand or wrist or whatever the injury that he's got going on. I think it was a finger, wasn't he? Jammed it on a dunk or a block. So whether that is playing into it, I don't know. But, yeah, if he's sort of down at third, closer to 30 minutes, then Achiuwa could push to sort of 18 to 20 deep leagues. There might be some appeal there. Okay, Miami on the road against San Antonio. For the Heat, no Jimmy Butler, of course. So we're rolling our Nikola Jovic, Terry Rozier, Jaime Jaquez, and Hayward Highsmith, all four. They at least come into the discussion. Jovic is still my pretty clear preference there over Rozier, over Jaquez, over Highsmith. That's the order. Duncan Robinson probably just should be rostered in most leagues. He's not going to suit everyone, but his ability to obviously hit multiple threes is going to be valuable for someone, valuable enough that he should be held. For the Spurs, Jeremy Sochan is playing, so that's a good sign. Second night of a back-to-back. He's been pretty rough. I would be holding him. I know it's been hard, but I am personally holding him. Steph Castle has been playing very well. Again, much like Sacramento, a lot of trade rumors here, but nothing imminent. Nothing has happened unless it's happened in the last 5 minutes. It has not. So that's who we're looking at. Keldon Johnson had a nice game last night. Maybe he can turn this into a week of value or something, especially if he's headed out. Maybe he wants to show the Spurs what they're losing if they trade him. So he is someone to consider, I think, tonight. And Phoenix at Portland. Phoenix also on the second night of a back-to-back. A pretty clean injury report, which is very rare for Phoenix. Ryan Dunn, we don't need to be holding him. Nick Richards, he was good last night. He does tend to play well against inferior or, I guess, in favourable matchups. And this is certainly a favourable matchup against DeAndre Ayton and the Trailblazers. So look for Richards to maybe have another decent performance here tonight. Royce O'Neal, Grayson Allen, they're okay. I'd probably trust Grayson Allen over those Nets guys. So if you're looking for threes, give him a go again against Portland. But to be fair, Portland have been playing really well. So it is a, in theory, this is a favourable matchup, but we will see. Portland are playing with a lot of energy and enthusiasm and confidence at the moment. For the Blazers, Jeremy Grant is questionable to return. God, I hope he doesn't. If he does, then they will probably stupidly move Scoot Henderson back to the bench. Shaedon Sharpe will play less, which I think is just a very negative way of moving forward here for a team that I know are playing well, but they're certainly not going to challenge this season. We're holding Scoot, we're holding Shaedon Sharpe, we're holding Tumani Kamara, Jeremy Grant as well. Sadly, we're holding him. And Donovan Klingon is just our stash as long as Ayton is healthy. All right, let's get into some very quick questions because, as I said, I do have to hit the road and go and watch some wrestling. Who would I rather trade, Tari or Goga for CP3? Probably Goga, I think. It's pretty close. Yeah, I just think there's still a little bit of uncertainty around Goga's role. So I think I'd probably go Goga there, but obviously very different. So this is in CP3, I don't think you have could have two players with more who are more different in terms of skill set. That's a weird way to say it. But yeah, depends what you need. Hello, Ricardo. Happy Saturday. Sunday for me, but yes, Saturday over there. And hello, Matt Carmody. Is it worth stashing a Linux? I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. Matt Carmody's favorite wrestler was The Undertaker. There you go. Yeah, I liked The Undertaker. Triple, I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of wrestling because I could do a whole podcast on wrestling, but Triple H was my favorite wrestler. And yeah, I actually have Triple H tattooed on my arm. My son is named Hunter after Triple H. My license plate or registration on my car is Triple H. I have another tattoo on this arm that says The Game. So yeah, we don't want to go down a wrestling rabbit hole, trust me. Bamba feels significant with the Jazz. Look, if he stays there, maybe. I just don't know if they'll keep him around because Filipowski is who they want to develop. So, yes, if he sticks around, there's a chance, but I'm not sure they will. Yeah, you're right, Chad. They could give him those minutes if he sticks. So we will see. Randy Mims, what's up? Not much. I'm hungry. I think my wife's making pancakes as well, so that's a bit exciting. Why are we talking about wrestling? Yeah, because I'm going to watch the Royal Rumble today. That's why we're talking about it. Veet is off the bench tonight, Matt. Yes, that's not ideal, but we'll see. I'm holding him for another game or two. Is Drew droppable? I think he might be. He's pretty close. I know he's sort of a proven guy, but I think I'm okay with dropping him. Is this WNBA excitement residual Caitlin Clark fervor, or has their offseason been insane? There have been a lot of big moves in the WNBA. Satu Sabli is my favorite player. She's off to Phoenix, and they've added a few players. Brittany Griner has left, which I didn't think we'd ever see. So there have been a lot of moves in the WNBA, which I love. We've got some fantasy drafts starting soon for the WNBA. Yeah, so no, it's been, I put it on Twitter, the NBA, there's a lot of rumors. It's actually happening in the WNBA. So yeah, I would recommend getting into the WNBA if you're not into it. It's a really good product. What do I think about Jordan Hawkins, Steve asks. Look, I think he's probably an ad. I know everyone's over Jose Alvarado, but we've seen in the past, we've seen Hawkins start. They're not afraid to do it. I'm not saying he will, but I do think he plays 30-plus minutes. He's very, well, not very, but he's different to Alvarado. He's points and threes, so he's a little bit different in terms of skill set and what he'll bring to your fantasy team. But I think Hawkins is probably worth an ad. Do we think Okogie suits up again in the fantasy season? I think he probably will. If he stays with Charlotte, they'll get to a point like in March or something where they're just going to go, yeah, look, we think we can probably increase your value a little bit. Let's just throw him out there. I don't think they shut him down. So I don't know when we see him, but he's certainly not worth holding. And then Ricardo asks, is it Hawkins or Alvarado starting? Yeah, I don't know. I think it will depend, as I said on the show yesterday, whether they want CJ playing on ball or off ball. Because if they want him on the ball, they will start Hawkins. If they want him off the ball, where he's been playing and playing quite well, then I think it will be Alvarado. Remember, Zion can also handle the ball, as can Brandon Ingram. So, yes, CJ could play the point guard. I don't think he should, but he could. Any trade updates? No, haven't heard anything. I sort of hear what you hear generally. Sometimes I hear things. I sort of connected with some beat reporters and things like that. But usually I'm just hearing what you guys are hearing. Is Assar droppable? I think he might be. I'm benching him tonight. So I've got a league where I've got too many players. So I'm moving him to bench. He's been very up and down and more down than up. So I think you're okay to drop him. I don't see him sort of being this big breakout like his brother and stepping into a 35-minute a night role or anything like that. I think he is what he is at this point. I could be wrong, but I think as long as they're successful and they're winning games, they're just going to stick with what's working. All right, let's... Sorry, I'm just sort of prioritising. Oh, there's not that many left. All right, Adam J. Good name, Adam. When rostering fringe players on high-volume days, how much do you consider, if at all, the game being played at home or away as well as opponent? Opponent, absolutely, I do. I'll always look at the opponent. Who are they playing? Have a look at their schedule. So second night of a back-to-back. Have they been on the road? In terms of whether they're playing at home or away, that doesn't factor too much. I do look at it. I'm not going to say I don't look at it. I do. But opponent is what I look at the most, among other things, of course. But yeah, like, no, look, I do look at those things. So Patrick thinks they start Alvarado on Monday, but we need to watch the Hawkins minutes. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think they might. They obviously started him yesterday. So that if we base it on that, then, yeah, he could. Let's see if we can get a Kingy versus Jeremy Grant horse charity event when I come to the US. Wouldn't that be fun? If we're shooting free throws, I might win. That's probably it. Chris Mullins. Yeah, Mr. Firenuts. Yeah, look, it's a fair point. Kyrie, Gafford, and Washington are all questionable. I did see that. Let me just check though. Where are we? Gafford. They play Cleveland. So maybe they're viewing that as we're probably not going to win this game anyway. Let's give some guys some rest. Fantasy is supposed to be fun. It does get frustrating when these things are happening. It has been rough. I certainly understand that. Chad is excited for the post-Royal Rumble show. Yeah, look, we will talk about basketball. We might talk about wrestling as well, though. Triple H is being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. I still hold out hope. Like that, I know with the Royal Rumble, they always have the surprise entrance and that sort of thing. And I hold out hope that Triple H will be one of those. But I know he's not going to. I know he's had the heart surgery and he has too much on the line to to take any chances at this point. And I just think his career is he's not one of these guys, I don't think, that would, I'm not saying coming back and wrestling would tarnish his career, but I just don't think he could do enough in the ring now confidently to actually sort of, that would benefit his career, I suppose. Let's put it that way. Yeah, look, I can understand that you'd be annoyed trading Ayton for Monk, but Monk is also playing quite well, so I wouldn't be. Fair enough. Like, I know Ayton has been good in the last 2-3 games, but, yeah, I wouldn't be too concerned about this. As soon as they start losing, Ayton will drop off. Is Vasa Micic a good points league guy? Eh, he's not great. He's fine, but he's not in your league? No. Quick wrestling. Okay, Wrestling Australia fan. We'll do this one and then I need to get going. Do the fans here talk about the Bushwhackers in their WWE form, or do they reference when they were the ultra-violent sheep herders before going to WWE? No, we reference them as the Bushwhackers. Yeah. Yes, I remember the Bushwhackers very well. And, yeah, I mean, they're not Australian, but... They were local, somewhat local. But a lot of Aussies, well, a lot. A few Aussies over there now. Obviously, Rhea Ripley is sort of top of the tree in the women's division, and which is great. I was actually lucky enough to meet her at an airport. Not meet her, but I got to shake her hand and say hello at an airport. So that was pretty cool. And I've met a few of the wrestlers. We went, they did a tour here. Oh, I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole, am I? They did a tour here. It was in 2001. Anyway, the Global Warning Tour, which was sort of the big return to Australia for WWE. They now come out here semi-regularly. I'd love for them to do a pay-per-view here. They're doing so. Actually, maybe they are doing something in Perth, I think, or Brisbane. I don't know. It's not here. Anyway, I went to the Global Warning Tour and got to meet Mark Henry, Brock Lesnar, and there was a third one. So I've got a few signed Brock Lesnar things. We got to play PlayStation against Mark Henry. That was pretty cool. I didn't get to meet Triple H, which was disappointing, or The Rock. There was someone else. I can't remember who it was. Yes, fair point, Randy. Hawkins was out in that last game, so we didn't get a great look at what the rotation's going to look like. Did I go to Hogan's tour? I did not, no. Look, what those events were like back in the day, the wrestling events, they were great. We used to go down. I mean, this is when I was younger and in my sort of early 20s, didn't have kids, didn't have sort of... Life was pretty relaxed. I mean, not that my life's stressful now, but it was, we would go down to Melbourne. It was always Melbourne that they went to. We probably went for about 6 years straight to every wrestling event and got the VIP sort of things. And, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. And that's probably the one thing that I haven't done that I'd like to do when I'm in America is, but it just hasn't linked up. Obviously, I have to be lucky that when I'm there for the basketball, there happens to be a wrestling event close, and that doesn't happen very often and hasn't happened at all. So when I've booked my flights for my trip later in the year, I will be having a look to see if there's a wrestling event close, a Raw or a SmackDown or something like that, because I'd love to go to a wrestling event in America. It's the one thing that I haven't done. All right, I'm going to jump out of here. Do need to get going. I hear the coffee machine. I smell the pancakes. It's time to go and eat and get on the road. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and watching along today. I will be doing a post-game show. There might be a wrestling element to it, but there'll be a lot of basketball as well. So I will do a post-game show later today once I'm back. As per normal. So everything as usual. Thank you again. Go and download. Please do everything there. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time. Catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.